nowadays.
Such thing as new crackheads.
She's probably not on cocaine.
Go seek therapy.
The Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia starts now. What are you fake mad about today?
Welcome to the Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia. We are rocking on episode 86. I am Fousey B, the one and only, never fake, never phony. I used to stay saying that back in my rapper days. Kick a freestyle. That's how I started it. We got well known as always. I don't even have the drops ready. Ryan, say what's up to your peoples.
Hello, beautiful people, and the rest of you. How are you guys doing today?
Brian, how was your time since the last time we recorded? How about that?
Everything cool, you know what I'm saying? Moving forward at a solid pace. You did add some stuff on the horizon. Just, you know, building a website to go with said stuff. So hopefully I could do a full rollout in the next few weeks.
Is that for the
Brian B knowing?
There it is.
Brian,
is that for the business?
Yes. Yes, it is.
All right. Well, I wish you luck in that.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be included in the rollout.
All right.
I'll have a good rollout.
Yeah, I don't know how you roll out from a side. Hey, I'm gonna roll these fingers over your back. next up is Nate. Shay, what's up to the people?
Nasty, 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 Nate the Great. Nasty, nasty, nasty.
I can't get over that damn drop. Oh man, what's going on, guys? It's Nate. I'm a little inebriated. I'm over the COVIDs, so I'm feeling a lot better.
Hey, we got Nate up out of here, man.
We told you to take a shot. We didn't even know it was the COVID shot.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to do me dirt like that.
And our guest, supposed to be two guests. We got one running late, but maybe Big May. Hey, I don't know why you let me talk to you the way I do in those messages. I call her a bipolar Barbie, y'all. I was dying laughing. Mimi, introduce yourself to people.
Yeah, I let him talk to me like that because I like to embarrass him in public in the future. So it kind of balances itself out. But this is Mimi, you guys. I am a podcast host of the Mimi Being Real show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I'm also an actress. You can catch all my movies on Tubi. Huh. And we have a new one coming out called Killing With a Smile coming out in July.
Huh. She dropped the floss on it like...
You got a Tubi catalog? Oh, it's up. Yeah, I'm hyped.
Do, actually.
You ain't tell me, like, yo, can you talk to them people about Money and Violence coming back too?
She not showing for Tubi.
I'll work for Tubi. I just got stuff on Tubi.
Well, I'm going to watch on Sunday nights. Now that Baddies is over, I can watch on Sunday nights.
The first thing I had in my notes was, Nate, why do you hate Taylor Swift?
Wait a minute. I don't see that in my notes.
I didn't send them. They're not the show notes. They my notes.
Oh, put me on the spot.
Boy, bet. Taylor gonna bet. Be your downfall, man.
Answer the question, Nate.
It's Black History Month. I'm gonna keep it game. Nah. I don't like her making all these albums and realizing that she is lacking accountability, because maybe she really is the problem. And I'm tired of us being the test dummies for her to keep fucking up out here. So every single relationship she's been in has clearly ended because she's in another one. And we all watching it play out.
Wait,
so when this one ends.
Wait.
What up?
Nate, every relationship you've been in has ended.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. Oh. Wow.
That's what everybody knows. Every relationship you've been in, except for the one you in currently, is ended.
But I ain't. But
that's
I ain't making
crazy though, because you're right.
But I ain't making music about it though. Like, I'm not Rod Wave. Like, y'all not gonna treat me like that.
You mad? She capitalizing on her pain.
I'm mad that we got to deal with it. Like, just go seek therapy. Like, go just now. You got like you infiltrating enemy waters right now. Like, we just want to have our football. Leave us alone.
24 seconds does not bother you, Nate. It's only 24 seconds on average. If you don't want
I was wishing for the Ravens to win.
Don't let
Travis. So I ain't have to see her.
Kelsey.
I'll
Wow.
let Travis Kelce win, and you won't have to deal with her.
Don't do the teeth like that.
Oh no!
Have you on that book?
Oh, we got a 49ers and a Chiefs fan. My bad, Ronnie. I forgot.
Let me throw my hat on. That's
Hey, you
okay.
see, Nate got his 49ers shirt on, right? He was
Ooh,
like,
I see the
him
vibrations.
stunting. All right, what else do I have in my notes? Why do people who go sober gotta announce it to everybody? Like, you look stressed, man. You need a drink. Why you keep telling everybody that you gotta, and knowing the red flags because you want to see the good of people will cost you later in life.
Man, listen.
I don't mind being a villain in your story. Just know that you're an obsessed stalker with me in your mind. Shout out to all the straight guys with bisexual girlfriends. I don't know why I wrote that down.
What?
I be writing notes. I be writing notes. Shout out to the straight guys with bisexual girlfriend.
And you wonder why we go to friendship therapy every week. This is exactly why.
me stop lying about
Well,
being
actually,
relevant. You're not having sex because you're burning. See, I'll just be writing
Oh,
down.
hold on. Go
Whoa.
back to that. Now go back to that bisexual
Wow.
shorty one.
I said, shout out to the straight guys with bisexual girlfriends. That was just a
Yeah,
shout
like
out to him.
that takes a, now that I think about it, like that take a lot. Because she probably laying it down on shorty. Like
Nah,
the
she
scissors are
take a lot.
sharp.
You do all the work for her. She do all the work for her.
And you get none of other her. Like,
Right, because it's not. No, my time is my time. I don't. Nate, when you break up with someone, do you give them back the things that they bought you? Are the things they left at your house? Someone added that.
so I funny story, I literally just did this probably like a couple months back. Somebody I dated a while ago, her sister plays,
WNBA?
yeah.
New York Liberty Knicks? He was not gonna say
Yo.
that. He was gonna say her sister plays professional basketball. I'm gonna
I
be
was gonna
vague as
be
shit. I'm sorry, go ahead. I
oh
didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
whoo, where are you
Just
being
getting
from?
started.
That's a lot of detail. So
Number
I
44. No.
it's only 11 people on the roster, yeah.
I was cleaning out my laundry and shit, like my drawers, and there was a pair of the practice shorts from UConn in the McDonald's All-Star game,
So she
and
played for UConn. Continue.
you ain't doing no
We
better.
here now. It's cool. And so I sent them back to her sister. Like, yo, feel like I ain't gonna use these.
Did
You
you put
can
the
have them
shorts on
back.
first just in case you tried them on? You taking way too long to answer
Yeah.
that. Yo, he had those shorts on.
Nah,
Yo, he was shooting paper baskets like Kobe with the shorts on.
I don't drink on a weekday. Leave me alone, man.
Yeah, they had a t-shirt and their panties on,
Yo,
man.
y'all trying to get me jammed up.
nasty,
Nah,
nasty. Oh, you getting
you.
you jammed up. I was looking for a yes and no, but
You
nasty,
had to
nasty
tell none of
Nate.
this story.
No,
Right.
it's not even the first 48. Like, I didn't get a meal or nothing. Just snitching.
That's funny.
So yes, you send her things back, is what you were saying.
That's the only time I ever done
Okay.
Never again.
Brian, when you break up with someone, do you give them back the things that they brought you?
It depends on how long I had the stuff. Like if I had been, it's early in a relationship, this is my stuff. You just beat for that. Now, if it's something like you got recently within the last few weeks to a month or two, yeah, you take that back. I don't you
What
that's
if
fine.
you like it? What if it's a dope hoodie or some J's you've been trying to get and she hit the number and got it for you?
Oh, that's the yeah, she beat for that. No.
Well, I mean, like, if she bought them for me, no, you're not getting them back. But, like, if you left something here.
But then that still depends on how crazy she gonna act if I don't give her this stuff back. You know, if you stalk you all this out front of my house, banging on the door and the window. Here, take your stuff.
She want
Here.
her shorts back, dog.
Here, bye.
Real quick, and coming late on CP time. Ronnie Romance, introduce yourself to the people. We just got started. Introduce yourself to the people.
What up, though? What up, though? My name is Ronnie. I just got off of work and had to deal with a situation, but I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Was that situation your ex wanting some of her stuff back? No, that would have been too good.
She
You know,
can't get nothing else from me.
But Brian, you was done?
I'm done.
All right, so we'll swing it to Mimi, and then Ronnie, you can kind of get your morals in and see what we're talking about. Big
All
man,
right.
not the little. When you
What's
break up
up?
with someone, do you give them back the things they brought you or no?
It depends on how the relationship ended.
Elaborate. What you mean? If he bought you a
Oh.
car and the relationship ended bad, you giving the car back?
Hell no, that's my car. That's my car. Now, if he got me like a bag or something like that, I can always get another bag. He can have that. Chances are the other four people he probably bought the same bag for got it, so he can give it one to them. So
But what if he give that same bag to his new girl?
shit, that's her bag now. I still got the car.
Right, so Ronnie, the question posed is, when you break up with someone, do you give them back the things that do you give back the things they brought you?
If they want it, I don't want nothing to do with it. Like if you're dead to me, if we're done, you don't even exist. I don't want no memories. I don't want nothing that remind me of you. Take all this shit.
So what about some dope hoodies, some J's? You giving it all back?
I set that shit on fire. I don't want that.
That
That shit might have bad juju on
Had juju while
I'm
you were away.
good.
All right, so let's stick to the subject a little bit. And we'll just round table again. I'll start rewriting this time. After a breakup, when is a good time to smash the person that they accused you of smashing when you weren't?
What time is
Yo,
it? Like, what she got going on later?
it's, hey, I'm single now. We can do
Yeah, because I'm gonna need some sympathy or something, some
this.
cuddling. Yeah, okay. You breaking up with me over some BS? Yeah, what time you can come through, baby?
Yo, sympathy sucks is crazy. Mimi,
It's wild.
what? After a breakup, when's a good time to start smashing the person that you were accused of sleeping with?
The next business day. This is as usual. Life go on. I ain't got time to be crying over you. Too old for that. I'm somebody's mama. Like, we gotta keep the train rolling. Choo choo.
Right.
Like,
I don't know if that was a good metaphor to use in
that was It was for me, but no, next
mamas
business
need
day.
love too.
Yep.
The choo choo though.
Yeah, that's the
Hey,
yeah.
maybe she wants the trains. I don't know, Brian.
I'm gonna say I wouldn't. Yeah, I just want to prove that you a stupid little dummy and you should have listened to me this whole time. So I'm never going to smash her just to prove that I wasn't smashing her in the first place. Now go be with somebody else. That's why I didn't like you in the first place. Because you don't listen. That's your problem. You don't listen. And now you're by yourself.
Every week, Brian coming here with his morals and mess up the whole vibe. But it's okay because
You
Nate,
good, bro.
when is a good time to start smashing the person you got accused of smashing?
As soon as you go on Facebook and your ex is on that add friend thing, it's time. It's time. So within seconds, just
Oh,
finish the text
is
message,
this
Ma.
ad friend
What?
unlove
Yeah,
story?
when you no longer got that, I'm like, oh yeah, it's up. It's up. You gonna see me now though. Like I'm using every move that I didn't use on you.
And I might record it.
Yeah.
All right.
Damn.
Back to the subjects. Yes, I deeply saw. I'm gonna start Mimi on this one. I'm gonna save my thoughts till the end for this. Maybe. See, I can't even say words right. Drake had and Drake had a noodle. I didn't see it, right? But I did see people posting it on my Facebook, and I'm like, I said I'm gonna wait till the end. All right. Mimi, what are your thoughts on Drake pictures being released, apparently?
I mean, who photos don't get leaked these days? I mean, I guess people are just in the uproar because
Mine,
it's
yours,
sensitive pressing
Nate's,
Drake,
Brian's,
but
Ronnie's, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I guess because I guess to the girlies like myself, we look at Drake as like one of us, like one of the girlies, to be honest with you. So when those photos leak, it's like, oh, okay.
That's
I
devil.
mean,
I did not
That's
see those could leak every day.
crazy.
But I mean,
That's
that's
a
some
real sniper
yeah,
right there for a dude to think
man.
that the girls are one of the girls. That's real. That's top level sniper shit right there.
Ooh.
That's how he get them.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
Mimi, you
we
ever had
seen one, we
your
seen
news
one.
leaked?
Hell no. That's why I'm in law school right now for that. But I've
She
known
ain't
people
say
who
I'm
got
not
their
sending
stuff
the
leaked.
news. She said that's why I'm in law school, so they don't get leaked. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Ronnie, what are your thoughts if you have any?
Man, next.
Okay.
I
Nate.
want no parts of that. Pause.
Nate.
I'm mad
You.
because like yesterday was Titty Tuesday and everyone just spent all day talking about this dude's dick. Like, what are we
Yeah.
doing? Like, just give us the
What
slaps,
we're
bro,
doing is
without the
not
dick,
talking
without
about that, by the
yeah.
way. I was asking if you
I,
had any thoughts on it,
yeah.
but it's cool, Brian.
Bro, that's my thought. I'm
Hey,
just mad
hey.
because like Titty Tuesday was actively ruined by Drake. Like
But like Mimi just said, he the girly, so that's his day. He tried to get it where he fit it. I would say, yo, you gotta protect your news, man. You just firing them off to people, and now look at you. Now your meat all over the internet. Now you sad. What were
Wow.
you even sending it to in the first
I
place?
don't
His
think he's
voice.
sad.
I'm like, his music is sad. I
I would
haven't
have been
followed the
sad
story,
had I
so I'm
saw it. Yo, when I heard what was going on, I literally had to go on Twitter, like, you know, when you got the hot grease and you try to put the French fries in, you
hey,
don't want to burn
I'm gonna
yourself.
pause that real quick. Did you just say
Pause. You
you
can
heard what's
pause that
going
for
on
what
and you
I'm
had to go
being.
on Twitter? Wait, what?
No, I said when I went
That's what
on
happened to
Twitter,
me too, though.
I had to go on there and try to make sure that I didn't see what I didn't want to
Like
see.
you tiptoeing
Kind of
around
like putting the, yeah, I had to tiptoe
it.
around that
I
joint. Yeah.
got in. It's
That
like,
was scary all day.
you got the fries in one hand, you got the pan top in the other hand.
Yeah.
It's kind of blocked. Yeah, I
That,
get it.
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what I woke
I
up and
don't want to know
saw,
Drake on that level.
at all.
Yo, it like woke up and they saw it was trending, and I'm like, what is Drake trending for? And
Not
then as that comes up, one of my boys, who after this, I don't, we got to reevaluate our friendship. I'm like, he's like, he goes, so nobody, he goes, so nobody saw Drake dick, just me, right? And I'm like, all right, bro, this
Whoa,
is at
first of all,
7:40
good
in the
morning,
morning.
nigga.
That's
What are
outrageous,
you
right?
saying? That's
7:40 in the
fast.
morning.
Bro said morning wood.
You ain't even say the Lord's Prayer. You talk about another man's meat.
Right.
Pause.
Fast.
7:40 in the morning. My
Crazy.
response was not a pause in sight. Like what? Like what?
No, that
I
was
didn't even
Flavor
have a
Flav
sip of
right
coffee
there.
yet, and he. I was.
All right.
No.
Let's.
Sicko,
Here's my
man.
thoughts on this. I just want to point out it's mad suspect for all you straight dudes to be reposting Drake the Snake nudes. Leave that for
Dudes
the women.
was reposting that? Dudes
Yeah,
was doing that?
yes.
Oh,
Yo,
yeah.
They're
I saw it.
defending
Whoa.
him.
So I
Whoa.
didn't see it on the dog app, Twitter, but I did see pictures on Facebook, and at least on Facebook, you can't show nudity like that. So, but then I saw people talking about it. I'm like, why are these dudes reposting Drake's picture when he's
Y'all
nude?
know.
Is it for clicks and views? What
That's
dude reviews?
crazy.
Oh my God.
To
That's
Mimi's
insane.
point, a lot of male Drake fans be wanting to be the girlies too. Like
Yeah.
it's a whole clique, man.
If it's Atlanta, they
Yeah.
actually are the girlies.
Hey.
You know
Yeah.
what?
I know some of them look
Yeah.
better than me. I'd be mad.
All right, let's keep it Young Money and move on from that young man with his nudes. Did Nicki Minaj and her fans go to Fizzar? So there's a beef with Nicki Minaj and Megan the Horse Lady. They got two diss records going out, both of which are trash. I'm sorry to tell you guys. But recently after that, Nicki said something to the effect of Megan needs to apologize to her. Right? Megan said some things about Nicki's husband, Kenneth Perry, in reference to Megan's Law, which was about him having some trouble when he was younger and he's a convicted sexual predator. I think I'm saying that correctly when addressing them. If I'm not, pardon me. So, by the way, regardless how you feel about anyone, your husband or your wife is your family. So you're going to protect them. Some Nicki fans have gone to the location of the cemetery where Megan Thee Stallion's mother, Holly Peet. A stallion is a male horse. That's why I have so many problems saying Megan's mother, Holly Peet, was laid to rest. And they've been doing dances. They haven't destroyed the tombstone or the gravesite, but they've been going there doing dances and whatnot. Nicki did say, in her exact words were, "You better go conjure up your mother and apologize. That's disgusting." And some of her fans apparently have taken it serious. Ladies, 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 it's just rap beef. Ronnie.
Yo.
Did Nicki Minaj and are her fans go too far?
Yeah. Because you could tell a lot of these folks ain't never been slapped in the face. Like, that shit is egregious. Like,
and you remember the statement? The problem corny with for you that. Is that you don't respect your jaw, but go ahead.
Yeah. That shit is corny.
A respect light? Or no, that's money and violence. Yeah.
Yeah, take the L or rap better, because your response was trash. Whether or not Megan's is considered trash or not, it's number one currently. She trended, just got a deal. She got some kind of athletic deal with Nike going on. Like,
Vanilla Ice has the number one album in the country. Don't do that.
You said what though?
I said Vanilla Ice had the number one album in the country at one point. Macklemore had the best rap album.
Yeah,
don't do that. Don't bring up that.
Meg, one of us. That's a difference. They outside the culture. She in the culture. Okay. So that's a big difference.
And you think, because we talked about this previously, you think this is Nicki's fault that her fans are going to the gravesite and doing this shit?
Oh, she weaponizes them for sure. She don't give them directives to go to the gravesite, but she weaponizes them whenever she wants them to back her up or whatever. She pulls the strings. And if she is responsible, she would say, hey, don't go do that, you know.
So
she don't hold them accountable.
Conjure up your mother, but don't go to the gravesite. But what they call?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's provoking them.
What is Nicki's group called? The Bees?
The Barbs.
Don't go to the gravesite. Man, I really don't like graveyards myself. I haven't. It's a couple. I like you while you're here. I don't want to go visit your gravesite to talk to you. That's just me personally. Nate, what are your thoughts on this? And if you're a Swiftie, if the Swifties went against the Barbs, who would win?
I'm a what? I'm a swiftly exit this podcast. Like, what?
I forgot you left the Swifties. My bad. Is Nicki Minaj wrong in this? Is Megan wrong?
Yes.
They call out her husband. Is there such thing as wronger?
I know that there's no rules in battle rap or whatever, because we've all heard some crazy stuff. But when you, like Ronnie said, like, you weaponize your fan base, like, she does that. Like, she knows that these people are gonna just move at every second that she says to do something. When you do that, like, you have people dancing on people's graves. Like, if you want to say, like, oh yeah, you go get your dead moms, blah blah blah, whatever, that's a part of the game. But having people go to the grave, like, and you don't know what these kids are gonna do, it can go from being a rap beef between two people they don't know to vandalism. And Nicki's not paying their bail. Like, she's not gonna get them out of jail. Like, these kids they just right. Wilding out, but she knows it.
We know that there's no limit to what some people will do to get recognized by their favorite celebrity. Like, they'll do a bunch of crazy stuff. But Nicki ain't telling them to do this. Don't blame her for that. But she does.
That's what I'm saying. She weaponizes.
But basically, y'all saying that the blame is on Nicki for not telling them to not do that.
Yeah, well, clear example, best example is when all that shit with Hove and Beyonce happened, and they was trying to find this Becky with the good hair. Beyonce came out and was like, "Yo, this is a personal matter." Like, she's like, "This is a personal matter. Like, y'all need to chill." And we didn't hear anything else about it. And like we did. You never heard about the fans looking for this girl or sending her death threats and sending all these other people things, because she squashed it. And Nicki can do that. She just chooses not to. And she's too old to be acting this way.
Okay. I think it was
Rachel. Sorry.
No, I couldn't narrate you, bro.
Yeah, it's like Rachel Roy or something, but like they was just
That was
sending
Dave
every
Dash,
white
his wife,
girl,
so I hope it wasn't her.
they were
Brian.
sending like every white girl something.
Becky with the good hair. I don't need you with good hair. I need you with good. Never mind. Brian.
Yeah.
Or is Nikki wrong in this?
Man, y'all telling this woman that she need to go apologize to her dead mother. Y'all about to go apologize to my dead mother because I'm gonna send you to her. You go dance in my mother's grave, dog.
Facts.
It's up. Don't worry about it. You gonna meet Mama Stallion real soon. I'm gonna air this whole graveyard out, bro. They ain't gonna have enough space by the time I'm done with y'all. Y'all's out of control. Y'all really think y'all can just do and say whatever to people that you want to do, and there's no repercussion? The internet that got y'all real bold, man.
Keyboard
Internet got y'all
warriors.
real bold. And maybe because I'm older, you know, I come from a generation. Somebody say something, like they're going to approach, they're going to find you, and they are going to make you say it again. The internet has given you the power to remove that last step. So y'all just think y'all bold, y'all funny, or y'all real, or y'all whatever. What you really are is playing with your safety, and you should stop doing that.
So Megan holds no responsibility for this.
What Megan do?
I mean, she called out Nikki's husband on an old sexual assault charge.
I mean, Nikki shouldn't have married that man in the first place. Everybody looking at her
Is
side.
her high school sweetheart?
Yeah,
And he
right.
should, and he was near high schools for too long.
So
Like
she
he
probably
can never got
knew.
out of the high schools.
She probably knew who he touched, or knew that he touched whoever he touched, and she was still down with the man.
Probably did. If I understand, it
If
was
you
a girl
could.
that he knew, and then he forced sex on her after they already had been dating or
If
whatever.
you
Oh.
can't take your child to the park, something is wrong.
All right,
Fuck out of
Mimi.
here.
I feel like
She's
you.
definitely wrong. And the reason why I said this is how I had an argument with somebody when I said this. I said Nikki fans are just as unhinged as her because she is of Trini descent, as you know. My family is of
Trinidad
Trini.
and Tobago.
Right. My family is of Trini descent. One thing
And
we
that's why you
were
crazy.
taught, yeah. One thing we were taught as children, you don't mention disrespect, conjure up, as she put it, the dead. Because when they
Don't talk
conjure
about
up,
the dead.
you, whatever happened to you, happened to you, because you messing with people who ain't messing with you. And just like somebody said, these people got so big balls on the internet. They don't understand that there's real life repercussions for the stuff that they do. Like people, just like Charlamagne said on the Breakfast Club one day, he said people will sit there and kill you over their dead loved ones being disrespected. And I don't know for Nikki if it take a fan getting their ass shot off or what for her to be like, oh shit, let me not weaponize them. But she's not going to do that because her fans don't hold her accountable. In their mind, everybody attacking her because she's been on top for long. And how dare these other people with talent or lack thereof or making a move, how dare they make her feel insecure about her position?
So you think Nikki
Yeah.
was secure in that situation?
Yeah. Because to be honest with you, if you listen to Megan's Law, all she said was two words, Megan's Law. She didn't say Kenneth for da, 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 da. She said Megan's Law.
Mimi, stop it. You knew who she was referencing.
No,
No,
hit
you
dog
can't.
won't
No, no, no,
holler.
no,
But
no.
hit dog, exactly, a hit dog won't holler. That's like somebody making a song talk about all Scorpios are fucking trash. I know I ain't fucking trash and I'm a Scorpio, but I'm about to sit there and be like, oh yeah, we gotta dig up your daddy today because you made this song about me. You see what I'm saying?
But you
That's
definitely would say
crazy.
something about them dissing Scorpios.
Yeah, but not to the extent where I tell my fans, oh, by the way, his daddy over there. Won't y'all dig him up and make him dance for me on TikTok real quick?
She ain't telling him to do that. But all right, Ronnie,
Yo.
last word on this.
Well, and to that point, she's probably not on cocaine because I don't know what the fuck Nikki did when she went to that studio, but she should never do that again. Her response was weak. And she needs to take a nap. It's funny because some people call her granny on the socials, and I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, they
I
skipped
thought it was cold,
auntie
but
and right to granny.
you might get a point.
So back when I used to intern at the radio station at Morgan, it wasn't really an intern. It was me showing up every week, trying to get my records played, and it turned into me just being there. So my records got played though. I forgot the DJ name, but he used to say, "You can get mad at me all you want for the actions I do, but you gotta make the records." And neither one of them made a good enough record to attach so much attention. Now, Megan got the number one record. Yeah, she got Rock Nation behind her. Nicki gave her more eyes on it because all you had to listen to the song to be disrespected by the song. And Nicki was number one on Apple and all that stuff when she dropped. But you got to make better records. I don't want to be one of those guys that say that girls can't really rap and girls beefing is sad, but girls beefing is sad.
No, no. What you gonna call is coming out Friday. The Ice Spice from Lotto. Nah, for real.
Lotto putting that's out gonna a, be hard. Was,
no, okay, I do like Lotto.
I don't know why Lotto
can rap.
Yeah, I don't know why she would reply to Ice Spice, but she. Let me tell you, as an artist, and Ronnie was an artist too. So sometimes you be sitting there waiting for somebody to say your name or disrespect. You be waiting, like I can't wait for somebody to say something. I mean,
I need this.
I was one of the best rappers, and I was waiting for some of them other rappers to say something. And they would never say it. They would diss my boys and never diss me. And I'm like, come on, come on now. Y'all know y'all talking about me. Y'all talking about the rapper of the crew. Like, you know, like I was the one doing the battle anyway. Yeah. And then when it came to a head and somebody finally dissed me and then I dissed him back, we had to scrap. And, you know, that was two L's. I didn't bring up nobody's dead relatives, but we from a big town, small city. Boy, I know all the girls, you know. I know who you smash. Like, people used to tell me, they still tell me everything. Anyway, speaking of smashing. See that, Nate? We call that a segue. I came across this list.
Rest in peace to that guy, too, by the way.
Ooh, the guy got two L's?
No, the guy who invented the segue. I think he died.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Long ago.
I was like, damn, you out here killing my ops, Nate?
Nate. I wouldn't have confessed to that one.
Nate said, I'm riding.
No. I'm trying to shave some of these years off already, man. You already got me in the dirt.
The guy who invented the Segway actually died on a Segway. I didn't know that. I don't know if it's fun. It's kind of fucked up, actually. But it's a nice trivia to know when they ask you, how did the creator of the
Segway die? Die by the Seg.
He rode off on a Segway off of a mountaintop or something. He couldn't stop it. So I guess it's brakes. And he said, I invented the Segway, not the brakes. Anyway, speaking of fashion, I came across this list when I was looking at, first of all, I changed these topics, like, 6 times over the last 6 days. It's been crazy how much stuff is popping. And I was going to do the whole girl thinks men are sassy list. And I was like, that's a little whack. I mean, it had things on there like, if you can cook, you're sassy. And it's like, baby, you just like being alone. But then I come across this list. And before I do that, here's Monique.
Let that liquor use you. I'm with them.
That was just a body for the lonely.
Liquor makes shit sound good, won't it? Liquor will make you not sound like a whore. It was just a body for the lonely. Let me tell you what my husband told me, right? Because I was in tears. I'm like, I was a whore. I was crying. When you come to grips with it, when you realize how many, when you realize what you've done and you got to come to grips with it, and now I'm sitting in front of the greatest person I've ever met. And I gotta say, I have been with this many. And my husband looked at me and said, Mama, you ain't no whore. You just had friendly pussy. Didn't he make it right?
Yo, I gotta watch this whole interview, man. I gotta watch that whole interview.
That was Monique on the Fake Mad podcast. So they had this list, and I was like, friendly. All right. This is a male list, right? So we're not gonna be chauvinistic. Let Mimi talk about these first, and then you fellas can give your idea. But Mimi, signs of a high body count is what this gentleman said. He says she looks older in age than what she is. He says if she acts masculine, if it's easy to open her legs, I don't know about that. If her focus is out of whack because of partying, etc. If she's a party girl, drinks a lot of alcohol. If she is not open about her past and always skipping that part. If she never talks about a future together, or she's hard to bond with emotionally. If she doesn't try to keep you around. If she's not very active or lively. If she has had casual relationships. And she tries to limit interaction as much as possible. If her family bonding is not good, or mommy or daddy issues, and if her friend's body count is high, and if it seems like she doesn't love herself. Actually, what it seems like is that she didn't like you, my friend. But Mimi, what are your thoughts on what this gentleman
said? It sounds like homeboy a little hurt, because I know I can act masculine sometimes, but I know why I act masculine. It's not because, you know, some man did me wrong, nothing like that. I just got a strong personality. I just think, like, when he made that list,
having he a had strong one personality does not equal masculinity. Stop it. But go ahead.
Yeah, but no, with the whole, oh, well, she's not talking about the future. If you look like you only here for sex, I'm not about to talk about future with you. You wasting my time and yours. Come get what you come to get. Let me know what you care for and go on about your business. I think he made that list out of, think about that one particular person I guess he had one cell down with, and she was like, nah, I'm about to live my best life. I'm outside. Like,
his list was named like Shannon, but he had to change it for the internet. Yeah. What are you doing in this young man's list?
Is that for me?
Brian.
Oh, okay.
Who made the list?
Yeah. Man, I believe it's from Reddit, but it was a dude. I know it was a dude.
I agree with you. See, I like Fousey. I have a lot of friends who are women. I'm actually friends with women.
Oh, well, don't be like Fousey.
No, I'm saying like in conjunction with Fousey. Like, I'm not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we know women in real life, and a lot of times I could tell these dudes just don't know women in real life, bro. Like, it's you. Like, they don't like you. Now, some of the stuff could be true. You dig? But to just blanketly throw this stuff over women, it's like Mimi said, like, she can see right through you. Especially at this age, bro. You're not the first person to run that game. You're not the first person to say that line. She see what you about. She can probably tell by your outfit what you about. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? There's too many of y'all think that y'all are likable people. You're not a likable person, bro.
Ronnie, what are your thoughts on this man's list? Is there any validity to it?
Niggas is corny, yo.
Your old version.
Niggas is corny as fuck. Like, you can tell you in the basement with the headgear on playing Gears of War 7 or whatever the fuck video game is going on. And you ain't never been around women for real. Like, it's I don't even know what to say. It's corny. Like, go outside and talk to women in real life.
Touch some grass.
Yeah. Please.
Nathaniel, where did you go? You were there, now you're not.
Yo, you see this like reverse slavery thing I got going on in my background?
Yes, sir. BHM, baby.
Eddie Murphy in the ass. Now it's just a bunch of dudes bending over. You have problems.
No, it's a black dude whipping a white. It's a black dude whipping white people in the cotton field.
And the white people bent over. It's okay, Black History Month. Nate, what are your thoughts on the list?
I feel like this guy, you know what?
Yeah.
I feel like this guy, he wrote this list like with tears in his eyes. Like, he's hurting. He was probably listening to Rod Wave.
Watch, right. I'm gonna get her back. Watch, I'm gonna make a list. Watch.
He said she ain't talking about the future with me. Yeah, bro, cause she know you're not getting past to being the Dollar Tree manager. Like, it's okay. Like,
shout out the Dollar Tree.
Like, yo, shout out, yo, the one by me got they started cleaning it up, so I'm proud of them.
Oh no, shout out to them. They gone from $1 to $1.25. No.
Yeah, but that awesome cleaner. Whew, that should have.
Yo, that's the one I use. Anyway. This show is sponsored by Awesome. I don't have anything to say about that guy. I just thought it was funny, but it sounds like an incel to me. Go out and touch some grass, bro.
Yeah.
So you found that on Reddit?
Grass, I think I'm gonna take that. Go out and touch some grass. I'm like,
that's definitely a Reddit guy right definitely. There. You could tell.
He had his name on there though, but I didn't want to give him the credit because he didn't. You don't deserve credit for this. You right. deserve minus points in life.
You deserve to be bullied. Like,
deserve to be bullied. Wow. it's on the spectrum. All right. I sent out a thing earlier with these. There's a show on Netflix where there's like a guy in the spectrum. It's called Spectrum of Love.
Oh, love on the spectrum or whatever?
On the spectrum. And he goes, yeah, to a girl with Down syndrome. And it's You know, it's actually wholesome and heartwarming, but damn it. Yeah, that's
some of them I'm actually got too... game. Some of them really, I'm like, nah, you could pull a person not on the spectrum. All right, I see you, Playboy.
I'm probably way too silly to watch this show.
I only saw the clips and I stuck. Brian, you date people with Down syndrome or on the spectrum?
I mean, not knowingly, but yeah, in this day and age, you never know what's wrong with people, really. I think
everybody,
people even on the spectrum. Also, we don't talk about this often enough, bro. Crack babies are adults now, man, and that's the other struggle that we have. Crack babies have grown up. And
'90s babies, yeah.
So they're not on the spectrum; they're on crack.
Yeah, they're on crack, dog. And like, once I thought about that, bro, everything makes sense.
Do
like,
you remember what I said on the last show? Once we got to high school and we all graduated,
yes,
they let all the special ed people out in the world. Mm-hmm. You don't know who is who.
Mm-hmm. It looked regular until you start asking thought-provoking questions.
And then they be like, no, they're on the spectrum. No, that's crack.
That's crack.
All right, moving
on. Crack residuals.
Speaking of crack, this girl went viral after a man sent her $15 for lunch for a salad. She said she wanted a salad, and she thought it wasn't enough, and she sent it back. Nate, you have given her $15 for salad. Was she in the wrong?
She's ungrateful, and if that was the response I ever got, I'm just going to report that as fraud and get my money back.
She already sent it back to you. She sent us $15 back.
I don't get it. Like, $15 goes a long way. Like, you don't need to be eating at like PF Chang's if you ain't got PF Chang's money for lunch. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you getting exactly that costs more than $15? I just want to know that.
Mimi, what
even
you
Chipotle?
$15.
Repeat the question.
I said, what are you getting that costs more than $15? By the way, at PF Chang's
for lunch,
the thigh beef and noodle salad for lunch is $12.95. Mimi,
I honestly feel like she wanted more money to get lunch and get something else, and was disappointed that she couldn't finesse him. Because to be honest with you, $15, I can get anything. I have DoorDash and I'm bougie, so of course I got Dash Pass. So you know. Delivery is free. I can get whatever I want.
Paying $15 on DoorDash for food. Like, about
actually, I've spent more than that, but that's neither here or there. But
the food is $15. The fees on top is another $15 or $20. That's the
right. Point. But with my Dash Pass, I don't have to worry about those fees or those
you
fees get
the
cut.
You don't pay delivery. Delivery like $3. You still paying those fees.
What fees when I go pick it up? Exactly.
Oh, you're going to pick it up? Ooh.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. You can call them directly then, right? Why would you waste your time with that? Anyway,
but Ronnie, no, but I think that's what it was, though.
She just wanted some more money.
Yeah, she want some more money.
Was she a gold digger?
I wouldn't say she a gold digger, but I mean, speaking as a woman,
you backing up? Don't backtrack. No, we gonna go.
I'm not Florida. Backtracking, but what backtrack. I'm trying to don't say is no, not saying that she's a gold digger, but as speaking as a woman, some of us women, we want to oppress other women and say, yeah, this man do this and that for me. And it's not because we like the man and stuff. We just want to feel like we got some or another. Yeah, this man think enough of me to send all this money to me. It's an ego thing, honestly.
You impress him by saying, this man brought me lunch. Ronnie, what are your thoughts on this situation?
This generation is cooked.
Yeah,
like $15, you can't buy lunch or be appreciative. You're gonna give it back like you do or something. Like, what are you eating? What are you eating for lunch that costs more than $15? Like
chicken chop salad,
ungrateful.
$8.90.
And I hope you get the runs. I hope you get that expensive ass lunch and get the runs, and you spend the rest of the work shift boo booing. Ungrateful heifer.
Brian, combo.
That's funny. You know, I'd be thankful when people do this stuff, and I'd be wanting that to happen sooner rather than later, so I can really see what type of person you are, so I can stop talking to you. She could have just took the $15 and went and bought what she wanted. It could have been more than 15, but all right, you got 15 to put on it, and you got to make up the difference and still never talk to him again. The fact that you had the unmitigated gall to throw my $15 back in my face.
The audacity of this woman.
The temerity.
That. I see what type of time we on, and that's cool. And again, at this age, I'm looking for somebody to marry. You think you about to do that to me for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years? No, you won't. You won't. Don't worry about it. Be blessed. Enjoy the rest of your day, sis.
I would have went with, oh, you sending me 15 back? Well, clearly I'm broke. Send me 15 more. Buy me.
Yeah, since I'm the broke one.
Can we just keep it 100 right now? It's a lot of women, and I'm not saying all women, because it's a lot of amazing women. Out here, but it's a lot of women out here who have overvalued their vagina and think it's worth a lot more than what it is. So they think because they have a vagina that they're supposed to get all of this and that. They don't have no personality, no decorum, or anything to go with.
My bad. Say that again, Mimi.
I say, as a woman, I do agree to that because I'm around women. So there are women who really think that, oh, I'm pretty, I'm this, I expect this, that, and the third. If I don't get this, that, and the third, then he can be described, but their personality be shit.
Yeah.
Personality. And then wonder why your nerd-looking, you know, homegirl got a husband, a big-ass house, and stuff like that, because she got personality, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she got that good.
You ain't no whore. You just had friendly pussy.
Sticking to this.
I know. That's kind, shout
of a,
out to her.
That's kind of a bar, though.
That was a bar.
You ain't shout no whore. You got friendly.
I'm saying whore with the Baltimore accent, man.
Yeah, that's Monique.
I guess is that equivalent to community dick? Pause.
Sure.
Yeah.
You might have to ask Drake.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right, sticking to this subject, but not. Another woman went viral. You see how these are women, Mimi? I'm just saying, these are people's. Woman went viral for telling a man he's asking the wrong question. I'm going to read this to you. Just conversation. The guy. Yo, what you up to? The girl. Shopping online. What about you? The guy. Ooh, what you shopping for, pretty? See, that sounds like a regular conversation. It sounds great, right? I'm interested in what you're shopping in. Maybe I might help you buy it at a later date. The girl, clothes for my vacation. And you asking the wrong questions. Dude, LOL, what question should I be asking? The girl, how much is your cart? Laughing my ass off. The guy, now why would I ask some silly shit like that? And she put him on blast because she said he was asking the wrong questions. Apparently, the right question was, how much is your cart? Now, we don't have to spend a lot of time on this because we just did the whole lunch thing. But is this a case of the same thing where she is just trying to get money from this dude? Like, I would have blocked her after that.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. Because for all we know, she's trying to get money for her vacation outfits to meet the nigga that ignores her.
Man,
325 days out the year.
That was a strong part to be like, oh, I'm
that's a bar.
It's for my vacation, you know.
Right. So I need that's true, because my vacation implies I don't even know you going out of town. You think I'm supposed to cover that? No, that's crazy. That's crazy. Also, I'm pretty sure you shopped at Fashion Nova with Sheen. What you need? $47, sis?
$15.
Yeah, you need $15. Watch your mouth when you speak to me, Shorty.
I'm not about to alley oop you into some other dick. Yeah. So you get your own cart. Fuck out of here.
Pay for your own. Nate, anything? I feel like you was gonna buy.
It's true. Like, ask that it's question. True.
Nate laughed like he sent the money before. You all right?
No. See, again, y'all gonna get me jammed up, man. I'm trying to get my peoples up here to listen. Y'all gonna get me caught up? No, I ain't do that. Denying all that. Nah, it's true though. Like, you gonna give her money for her to be like, oh, my phone was in airplane mode for the next week while she getting digged down like over the railing while the ocean is clapping. She getting her cheeks clapped. Like, nah, man.
Hey, what Joe say? You said the Wi-Fi was down at the telly. You ain't tell me you was at his house.
Yeah, because he ain't pay his bill. Because I ain't send that. I ain't send that money through. He couldn't pay his Wi-Fi.
Dude with the ankle monitor ripping all through those she dresses that you just paid the $47 for.
Himself to that
he got a special pass to get out of town.
Yeah, it's furlough. He got his furlough.
Right, he got his furlough. And he in the DR with her. You just pay for her cart, man. Please.
All right, moving on, lady and gents. This is the part of the show where you get to choose what the next subject is. And Brian, you're familiar with this.
Uh-huh.
I need a one or a two from you guys. Option. Man, I'm coughing. Take a sip of this alcohol real quick.
Same.
All right, we back. Option one, creeping with the neighbor and we both got evicted. Option two, I come from a long line of alcoholics, thus I've never had a drink. I smoke crack. Nate, one or two?
I love a good crack story. I'm going two.
I love a good crack story.
I just wonder how you end up like smoking crack. Like that's like a real deep down thing. Like you gotta be like, look, I say this all the time. Like you gotta be looking for crack. Like it's not something you just come upon.
No
nowadays.
Such thing as new crackheads. Brian, one or two?
I'm with Nate. I gotta hear this crack story, man. Cause how you look at alcohol and say crack is better? I got
exactly.
Me, one or two?
I mean, I was about to go with one, but I think I'm a hang with the guys, and yeah, I want to hear the crack story too, because you know, I love me some alcohol, and I do come from a line of alcoholics. Sorry, mom and them, but yeah, I want to hear the crackhead story too. So yeah.
I've never heard nobody say I come from a long line of crackheads. Ronnie, two.
Yeah, hit me with number two.
Oh, but... All right. Let me get serious to read this. I come from a long line of crackheads. Thus, I've never had a drink. I smoke crack, though. And I've always kept a job and a decent enough life. My plug says cocaine shipments are hard to get these days. So he's transitioning from crack to locally made meth. He gave me a hit and it ruined my life. I slept with everybody and anybody who would come to my bed. Bed bugs, real and imaginary, feasted on my skin. I scratched myself until I bled. I didn't sleep for days. A sex partner told me I was running outside in a dead of winter wearing nothing but boots. So he and my neighbor brought me back home. I'm sure the three of us had sex. I lost my job trying to have sex in a storage closet. I also loosely recall taking nasty pictures and making porno videos with others while I was high. I'm living with my sister. I changed my appearance. And I'm trying to find another job. But the shame is consuming me. I see men in the street smiling at me knowingly. And I wonder if they have me on video doing nasty things. I'm losing my mind. Meth scared me and I vowed to never go back. But I want to hit meth just once more to forget what I've done. The question is, what should I do? Ronnie, what should I do?
Oh my God. I wasn't ready for that.
I voted for this one.
Wow. Wow. That is.
It told you a good crackhead story.
No, that is a top tier crackhead story. That is like. So was this a woman or a man?
It's a woman.
So it's a woman. So she just put her cookies all in the streets for crack. And now she's ashamed, and now she wants to do meth to forget
meth.
The crack.
She did it for meth, not for crack. She did it for meth.
Crack for meth. Wow. I don't know. That's
it's many.
She needs help.
Mama, you ain't no whore. You just had friendly
I'm sorry, Ronnie.
No, she had pussy with a purpose. Like her purpose was to get more meth, and she succeeded.
She had methy pussy. It was meth.
Yes.
Yeah. Mimi.
Yeah.
What should she do? Help your sister out.
I'm gonna just say, just listening to that story, life comes at you fast. That's all I was thinking about the whole time you was describing.
That was the only thing that came at her fast.
Hey,
like supersonic fast. I tried. I'm literally crying in tears laughing because in my mind, when you were saying the story, I really thought it was a guy, and it made it 10 times funnier than me.
Right, me too.
So when you told me it was a woman, I kind of got disappointed a little bit. I know that's the story of me. We're weird. I'm like, aw, it's a woman. Aw. It's not as entertaining as it was before when you read it, but girl, you gotta let that math go. That math got you wide open. Like, whew.
A functioning crack addict that turned into a functioning meth addict.
Right.
Crazy. Brian B. Knowing. I swear I'll be sounding just like the drop. What up? How can you help this young lady? She's from DC, probably.
Oh. I can't help. Sorry.
Shout out to the mayor.
We're Mayor Barry.
Chill. That's the mayor for life, man. We love that man. Rest in peace to the great Mary Barry. I don't know how you. I can't fathom like how you want to be so high that you gonna put a needle in your arm. Like just.
Well, you gotta look at it from a different perspective. She was going to this guy for crack.
Mm-hmm.
She trusts this guy, and all he had is meth. Cause coke, crack is hard to find these days.
Man,
he don't know how to cook. He's losing recipes.
He lied. He was just trying to move that meth and didn't feel like going to make the crack.
That's what I'm saying. We losing recipes. Like,
hey, go ahead, Nate. Man,
they can't cook crack anymore. Like,
warm and grill. Brian, you didn't give her advice.
crack is whack, baby.
Is meth the best?
Tighten up. I don't know, man. You out here wilding, shorty. You just also I'm scared of needles. So you could never get me on the meth, man. I can't.
Isn't there other ways to take meth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could smoke it.
You smoke it.
Season it? I don't know.
I advise not to do meth because meth is highly extremely addictive. You will lose weight. You will lose your teeth, and apparently you will sleep with any and everybody and make porno videos. Nate.
Wow.
This sounds like an Albany story.
So, well, all right, god damn. All right.
Deep in the heart of Albany.
This corner store I go to when I get drunk after a party, and they sell meth pipes.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, Nate will divulge information that Batman couldn't get out of me.
Right. Okay.
Oh no, it gets worse. It gets worse. It gets worse. So I don't. Just so y'all know, everybody in the world, I do not. I don't smoke crack. I don't smoke meth.
Yeah.
I got drunk one night and I bought one of these pipes.
I don't smoke crack. I don't smoke meth, but I did get drunk.
I'm just letting y'all know. I smoke weed. That's it. That's it. But I bought one of these pipes because I was like, yo, why y'all selling these back there? And the guy, so I got this little glass pipe.
You got the glass dick in it? Right? It's a glass dick?
Hold up.
They call it.
Hold up. Can you see this? Hold up.
You have to find it right now.
Can you see this? Like,
all right, I don't see no remnants in it, but I was about to be concerned for you, Nick.
That's how it start, man. Oh, I just want to see what it do. I wonder what else I can put in here. And then one day,
so,
you know what?
All I can think though is like she went to her dealer, and this crap, this dude was like, "Nah, man, I can't get that other stuff, but I got this homemade for you." And her life just went down the toilet after that.
Mm-hmm.
Like one hit, I thought this was like Good Kid, Mad City. Like it all sounded like it was one blur of a day. Like, but no, she's just a functional meth head now.
Man, I don't think she's functional anymore.
Well, she ain't functional, but yeah, if Candy from Intervention come get her, she might. But if she fucking and sucking, like,
hey.
Here's $18, I guess.
I'm not alcoholics.
At least she would be grateful though. What happened?
You say $18. That's not like a precise price. How do you know that?
I'm just saying, like, well, Shorty, whatchamacallit, she gave back the 15, so I'm gonna guess meth gotta be a little bit more. Like, this at least this crackhead gonna be appreciative. I don't know. I'm guessing the price. I don't
It's okay, man. Don't worry about it.
We are the paper.
Once these cameras go off, I'm hitting that.
we already judging you, Nate. It's too late, bro.
I'm never gonna escape the allegation.
Every show you can tell me to your jacket.
It's therapy.
All right. That was the you choose section. Now let's go back to the personal. Let's make it personal. Meth Head Nate, since we're on right now. What is the dumbest reason you kept someone around in a relationship manner?
I actually don't have an answer for that one. I don't think I've ever done that. Nah.
You've never kept anyone around?
Not with like a specific reason in mind. Nah. They just kind of, it was what it was. Like,
you're a good brother.
Yeah, not for the sex, not for the head, not for the money.
Yeah, nah.
Not for the meth, nothing.
Nothing. Like, nah.
All right.
Like, again, I fumbled the. No.
Yeah,
I could have had it. I could have had it on.
I got questions.
Nah,
chop it up after this show.
Brian, nah, I ain't got nothing.
Brian B. Knowing.
She was a nice girl. I ain't want to hurt her feelings, but not realizing that dragging it on just made her feelings stronger. So the two
terrible person, and you treated her like shit.
Nah. I treated her nice. You know what I'm saying? I'm a nice guy.
You lied to her.
This is in high school, too. I mean, yeah, I did kind of lie. Hold on. Let me back it up. This is what happened, right? I'm in high school playing spades. So one of my friends walked to me and said, hey, do you like, we'll call her Jasmine. Do you like Jasmine? I was like, yeah, all right. They said, oh, and they run away. So I can't pursue because I'm in the middle of the game.
Where you winning?
Next period, I see my cousin. He was like, hey, you go with Jasmine? And I was like, I do? And it took me like 2 months to muster up the courage to break up with this girl, man. She was buying me stuff. I felt so bad.
Did you smash?
No, because I was trying. Well, I lied. I did smash. I'm sorry.
I completed the relationship.
I was trying not to smash, but I did not smash.
How you try?
Cause I ain't like the girl like that. I ain't want to do that to
her. No excuses. So you slept with a girl you didn't like.
Really? I got me too. Cause she trapped me in the room. I really got touched inappropriately by somebody I didn't want to be touched by.
Do you need to see a professional about that? Like.
I told y'all.
You know what? Me, therapy. I thought I was over it, but now that I'm telling this story, yo, I talked about therapists in the morning. I might need to bring this up. Yeah.
Wait, I just want to point out, you literally just told Nate he be saying things that Batman couldn't get out of you.
He just gave it up, filthy.
What a hard question.
Gave it up, filthy. It's crazy.
Yo.
Mimi.
I felt bad about it too because he was such a nice guy. But I think he stuck around because he knew I like her dudes. So I guess he felt like because he wasn't a her dude, he wanted to prove to me that maybe I shouldn't like her dudes and like him. But it still backfired because I still end up going with her dudes. I mean, he was a nice guy though. We're so cool.
Dude, you mean like he has a big head?
No, drug dealers, the fuck?
Oh,
I like men with gay money because I don't want to be the only nigga with the money in the relationship. You got half.
Aren't you going to... Wait a minute. What in the power is you going on? Aren't you going to school to be a lawyer? Like,
I'm going to be a defense attorney since y'all want to take shit right, so out of me.
You know what? I'll start selling meth. Let's go. Let's clean it up. Let's go. We got this. Two person operation, baby.
All right. Good luck, Ronnie. What how much reason you kept someone around for?
I didn't even hold you. I was young, so I would preface it by saying that I was like 22, 23, but yeah, I kept a chick around. She was 8 years older than me, paying income taxes. She bought me a, she bought me a chain.
Taxes, dang.
She bought me a chain and some J's and some other stuff.
Hey, when y'all
I got up out of there.
Bringing the J's back?
Man, hell no.
Now you got to get them with the, you got to get them with the kids now, because like I they get the extra like 5K or whatever.
They ended up getting stolen though out my apartment, so I got that karma back. My apartment got broken into.
Is what happened.
She probably stole them back.
No, they stole my Gucci loafers. That's what I was sick about.
I can replace the chain, not the loafers. Damn it!
Right.
Moving. Oh, I don't really keep chicks around if I don't like them, so I don't have an answer for that. I kept one around once because we were in the same class, and she did my homework.
You want to cause drama in the class?
Therapy, this week? Oh, no. Did I say last week?
No. Me and Mimi go to friendship therapy. She says I bully her. Say she's bipolar. All right,
is
now
is that like a real thing, or you mean like a drunk, like y'all go out and turn up?
No, we literally argue and fight, and then we go in therapy like everything is okay because we don't want the therapist to think something wrong with us.
You can't party and drink with me. This is the part of the show where you tell people what you fake mad about for the week. Nate, what are you fake mad about today? Those damn basketball shorts.
Never mind. I still got one pair of them.
Got him, see? But anyway, you failed to mention that. Because
I was too jammed up, man. I told y'all ain't get me no like.
You sent over those basketball shorts if you was trying to make contact. I see what you were doing. But anyway, what are you fake mad about for the week?
I'm fake mad that the football season is gonna end. Like whether I feel good or not on Monday, or whether I feel like ass on Monday is all gonna be contingent on Sunday.
Brian, what are you fake mad about this week?
I keep trying to buy these sneakers and they keep canceling my order, but then turn around and sell the sneakers again on the website.
Get off Temu.
Oh, no. My pride would not allow me to put no Temu shoes on my feet, bro. I can't imagine walking down the street and they start unraveling.
Hey, the new hustle is buying things off of Temu and then selling them on Amazon because you can buy some of the same products in case y'all needed a side hustle. Mimi, what do you think?
Two things. First, the fact that, of course, my team is not going to the Super Bowl, and our old quarterback got the audacity to keep posting pictures of when we did go to the Super Bowl and won 14 years ago. And I'm like, that don't help us now. We ain't going now. And
we want to know what losers you support. Who's your team?
Not losers, Paul. Don't do that.
Ain't win.
I am a New Orleans Saints fan, and y'all better reserve y'all comments.
Mardi Gras. I
hope you're not brutal. But yeah, he keep reposting how it was 14 years ago where we went for the first time and won. And I'm like, shit, that don't help us now. And then the second is I'm waiting for my taxes to come back. Just like that. I need these funds. Yeah.
Call JG Wentworth.
I'm newly divorced.
Hey, divorce party. Hey.
I'm newly divorced. I'm trying to be outside. I need my funds to be outside.
I need my funds to be outside is mad funny.
Wait, where do you live at? Like, you gonna go outside? Because, like, here it's cold.
She down here.
I'm in South Carolina, but when I get my taxes, I can be anywhere.
Anywhere.
Go. Gotcha. Yeah, Mimi, tell him, pay for your cart. He asking where you at. Tell him put the money
like,
in your cart.
Are you asking the wrong questions, Nate?
You asking the wrong question, Nate.
I got a birthday in a couple weeks, so I need a gift.
I thought you said you were not here for your birthday. Didn't you say that?
You talking about the gifts that we be posting on Facebook when we reacting to stuff? Because I got you on that. Because if you thought I was a football gift, you on the wrong track, my boy.
The wrong track. But Mimi, you say you like trains. Anyway, Ronnie.
Hey, yo.
Great.
If I'm
the
conductor,
sir.
I'm in. I want to always be the conductor, never the caboose. Always.
Wow.
I know. The stories you've been telling today, that's under review. Like,
Beth has don't
that's crazy. Can you imagine being the caboose on a meth train? Yo.
Oh, God.
Insane. You get all the residue? Yo.
It's going to be a mess.
Wow.
Slimy.
You're going to have an SSTD. You're going to have an extra S on that motherfucker.
A super STD.
The Super Saiyan STD?
Right. Sound like the name of a boat. SSTD.
That's
no, I'm fake mad all these girlies are in my inbox, but I'm trying to be righteous out here and wholesome in my relationship.
Hey, pass some things to Nate.
It's winter. No, don't get me involved in this.
You're looking at people cards, you know, might need to pass some things along.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a sweatshirt or two out of this. Like, you know, well, I don't ask for much. I ain't asking for like.
You want a 2B sweatshirt.
Right. Oh,
Let me get it. Yeah, we get an autographed Tubi sweatshirt. That'd be hard, actually.
You rather come to an audition and work with a dude?
I got a friend who produces Tubi movies.
I got a friend who stars in them. Mimi, what's the name of that movie?
I'm in Mimi, but the newest movie that's coming out is called Kill 'Em With a Smile, and that comes out in July.
It's called A Rollout. What's the one with you, Detective? The one in your picture?
It's called Have You Seen My Man? I play Detective Boone. Okay. And they talking about possibly doing a spinoff off my character.
You just got divorced, right, Mimi?
Yeah, that's fire.
You just got divorced, and the movie was what's the movie called?
Have you seen my man?
Is that a life?
See, my man, I divorced.
When you sober, you don't gotta announce it to everyone. You look stressed, man. You need a drink. My real fake mad. All right, let me get sober because I got a fake mad this week, fellas. Man, meet me. My fake mad is that some of y'all use honesty to be malicious, which is why you feel like people can't handle the truth. It's not that they can't handle the truth. Your honesty is filled with arrogance and ill intent. Mic drop, because that's all I got to say about that.
I like that.
That's true, though. I hate people like that.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, I'm just being blunt. I'm like, nah, you're being an asshole. It's a big difference.
Exactly.
I feel like I agree with it, but then I feel like Charles referred towards me because I can be an asshole.
Listen, bipolar Barbie, that wasn't about you.
Hit dog collar.
I don't like being.
Hey, don't we go to therapy tomorrow? I'm bringing all this up on friendship to tomorrow.
I don't like being an asshole. I would just rather fight. I'm an empath who fights.
Oh, don't let me get on you right now, Ronnie, Mister. I'm all about peace. If y'all would see something,
I am about peace.
Yeah, about peace. But I'm about to beat this dude up. Same time, that's not peace.
A two piece.
I just gotta protect my peace.
Everybody, I want to know what everybody's zodiac sign is because I feel like if you tell me what your zodiac sign is, I feel like it matches your.
I'm an Aries. I'm an Aries.
Why don't you just tell me what your zodiac sign is?
Then. I do. Erica like to fight a lot. Yeah, go ahead.
Who next? I'm an Aries. She was crazy, so I agree. Shut up.
Nate, what was
mine? I'm a Pisces.
Fish. My mom's a Pisces. Shout out. You what? March, right? My mother's birthday is March.
No, my birthday is the 24th this month.
Yeah, February and March, they're in the same cycle.
Oh yeah, but I think they're different Pisces though. Like the March ones is like the hate.
Yeah, if he was a March one, I'd be like, yeah.
Nah, February Pisces.
All right. Brian, you want to tell her your sign since she's
I too am an Aries.
Ah,
yes, sir. When you be there?
April 10th.
Hey,
okay, you're about April.
You have a party. Y'all should come to Charleston and celebrate.
Yeah, mine is 323, like Jordan.
Why?
Third pick.
MJ. Mimi, what's yours? Is she asking everybody's?
I am a Scorpio, of course. Like, come on. Don't do that.
Oh, that's why you like. That's why you was everybody cool with that Drake me. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we.
That's
do.
Why you. Yeah, that we show our baby leg. All right, we got you.
Every baby leg finds a way into the conversation.
Crazy. The buzzer beater. The buzzer beater.
Again, right?
I feel like every time I say something crazy, that Cameron or Mace is going to be on my shoulder like, hey, yo.
Hey, yeah.
Oh my god.
And I'm a wow, though. Mimi, you knew that. You better know that. You know my birthday. Let's see. Yeah, that's in the show. I'm gonna end it with a quote from my man Jay Soul. Shout out my dog. Program to rubble and negativity. That's why viral moments online are always surrounded by drama and why you love it so much. You gotta fight it. You gotta show love. Try showing out some love and you might feel better. With that, this has been the Fig Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fig Mad Mafia. Shout out to Mimi. Shout out to Ronnie. Peace, love, and happiness. And don't do meth. What the fuck?